Well, Saints, this afternoon we come to message three concerning the crossing the river, Jordan River, and being prepared for battle. Up to this point, God's people, they are ready to enter the good land, to possess the good land, and also to face these enemies, to engage in the battle. However, before they can actually go in, they come to River Jordan, where they have to cross over before they can enter the good land. Well, this is a very significant matter, this record concerning the crossing of the River Jordan and being prepared for the battle is full of spiritual significance. To get to prepare God's people to possess the land and to fight against the enemies. We remember in the history of the children of Israel, they had to pass over two bodies of water. If you recall, when they left Egypt, they were brought to the Red Sea. They had to cross the Red Sea, and now, 40 years later, they have to cross another river, Jordan River. I found it is very significant to compare the crossing of these two bodies of water. The crossing of the Red Sea happened when God rescued his people out of Egypt. And at that time, they were just like a motley crew of people, a crowd just rushing, going to get out of Egypt. And, of course, Moses was there under God's order to cause the river to the Red Sea to part. And then the people just march across that river. And then as they went over to the other side, the Egyptian army, they followed them. And eventually, they were all drowned under the sea. So that picture shows us that the God's people were delivered from the worldly power, the worldly influence. By crossing the river, all the worldly power were buried under the Red Sea. And they were set free to be ushered into a journey to travel with God through the wilderness. So the Red Sea became a separating line to leave it to cause God's people to be separated from everything of the world, everything of the past. Now they are having a new beginning to journey with God in the wilderness. And in those 40 years of journeying in the wilderness, God dispensed his law, his word to his people. And also there was the tabernacle as God's traveling, movable dwelling place on the earth. There was the priesthood with the sacrifices, with the offerings, for God's people to enjoy, to participate. And in those 40 years, God fed his people with the manna from heaven every day. And he quenched their thirst with the water from the cleft rock. And that was their journey. That was our Christian life. After being saved, crossing that Red Sea, burying all the worldly forces behind, allowing us to journey with God in our Christian life. And even during those 40 years, there were some fighting against some enemies here and there. But now, at the end of the 40 years, they came to a point where they are about to enter God's promised land, the land promised by God to his people, where they will build the solid and large temple, God's dwelling place on the earth, and where they will be engaging in battle as they had never experienced before. They will be the tribes as the kingdom of Satan. All the collective evil forces were there. It's at this point God brought them to another river. It's the River Jordan. Before they are able to enter into that land, to possess it, to build God's, to bring in God's kingdom, and to defeat God's enemy, God wants his people to cross that river, the River Jordan. And this time, this river is not for destroying the worldly forces as they experienced at the Red Sea. Here, in the crossing of the River Jordan, as we see from all the what this crossing signifies, the self, the natural man, the old man, has to be dealt with. And a resurrected Israel needs to be brought in, brought forth to the other side. So, just the destruction of the worldly forces will not be enough, adequate to prepare them to enter the good land, to possess the land. They need to cross this second river, the River Jordan, where their old man, their natural man, will be fully buried, fully terminated, and a new people will be brought forth to engage in this spiritual warfare and to possess the land to establish God's kingdom. So this matter, this record concerning the crossing of the River Jordan and being prepared for battle is full of significance. I pray the Lord will speak to us, use this record, portion here, to grant us much enlightenment, not just as a story that we read from the Bible, but how it is being applied to us. And I believe by comparing even these two crossings of the water bodies, the crossing the Red Sea, which actually is most Christians are more familiar with that crossing, but we are really at the crossing of this other river, at the River Jordan. Here is not a matter of having a journey with God to maintain, to live a kind of a Christian life with some kind of an enjoyment with God. Now we are going to enter into God's promised land, to possess that land, to establish God's kingdom, and to defeat, to fully annihilate God's enemy, all the evil forces. I believe this is where the Lord has brought us today. We are not here just to maintain, to have a good Christian life. We are here to carry out God's purpose, to fulfill his economy. So what is implied here is very significant, very, very important.